just like those PBS shows you used to watch as a kid, the Obscure 80s podcast is made possible from listeners like you. So if you like the show, why don't you head on over to www.obscure80s.com and click on the donate button at the bottom of the page. That's www.obscure80s.com. All donations are greatly appreciated. You know you want to help.
Hey folks, this is Michael Berryman, and you know what? You're listening to Stu and Jay on the Obscure 80s podcast.
Think you remember the 80s?
La 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 la, sing a happy song. La 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 la, smirk the whole day long.
Think again.
Hey you, get your damn hands off her.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Crazy fool.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Where is the beat?
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. I'm all out of bubblegum.
Welcome to the Obscure 80s Podcast, the 80s you only think you remember.
Okay, welcome to the Obscure, I don't know why you did that, but welcome to the Obscure 80s Podcast, episode number 53.
Nobody wants to play with me.
Aww. I'm Jay Emmett.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm Casey Masterpiece.
And I am the MIC Question Mark.
Questionable mind.
Somebody didn't get any sleep last night.
No kidding.
Jeez. And
where's the beef? He's right here. It's Richard McBeef in the house.
Richie Mickey Beef.
Oh, wow. So we are here tonight. And that's it. Now, we're here tonight to talk about toys from the 80s. We'll get to that.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually.
Because we always do.
You know how we do.
We don't always talk about toys, but we always get to it.
Get
to it.
Get
to it.
All right. So, what did we talk about last week? I don't even know. I don't know.
Swamp Thing!
That's right. We talked about Swamp Thing. Okay.
You're lucky you're not close to me.
I'm probably.
That's what Richard's there for. He's a buffer.
So before we go
on, fluffer.
Before we go
a
into fluffer. Wow, this is gonna be a weird show.
You're a fluffer.
Before we get into news, is there anybody that needs to clean anything out of their closet this week? Anything you need to bring up? Anything you need to talk about?
Couple more weeks and we got the poison concert.
No.
In about another month. Whorehound.
Horse?
We have been getting different photos for Stewie's 80s sightings, which will be going up on the website soon, and he's already posted on MySpace.
Yes, 80. There's been a couple few.
If you're out and you see anything that looks 80s, anything from back in the day, snap a picture on your phone, whatever, and it in to us. obscure80s@gmail.com, and we're going to put it up. We're going to have an 80s sighting. It'll be on MySpace, and pretty soon there'll be a photo album up on our page.
Yep.
On our page, if you haven't noticed, there is a store button. Click on that store button. You'll be able to see our T-shirts and whatnot right now. Also, you will see a banner that goes to our Amazon store where you can go buy really cool, like, movies and shit from the 80s and CDs and shit from the 80s. And we actually get a little bit of money. Not a lot, but a little bit from those.
Get a little kickback. Helps
support the show.
Yep.
And you can, of course, donate, which you see at the bottom. And we really want to say thank you to those of you who have donated. It's really helped out a whole bunch. Mm-hmm.
And it's all because you did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So let's get into news, because I started out this week for a big chunk of the week. I had like two news items, and the next thing I know,
there
came rolling in. And I want to thank a couple of you guys for sending in news.
No problem, dude.
No problem.
News. Janet Jackson's 2004 wardrobe malfunction was tossed out by a federal appeals court on Monday. The fine, a hefty $550,000, was filed against CBS Corporation after they pulled a cup off and showed her boob, but not her exposed nipple. That was covered. So
yeah,
hey, it was like a shield.
Mm-hmm. The three-judge panel of the Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the FCC, we're going to call it, acted arbitrarily and capriciously. Wow, that's a big word for me. And capriciously in issuing the fine, since it was only brief and partial nudity.
Take that, FCC.
It was very brief and was partial. Was very brief. Over 90 million people were watching the now infamous Super Bowl at the time.
All right. This was, what, back in 2004? It is now 2008?
It's now getting around to, well, yeah, that's what happens.
R. Kelly, anyone?
We have, we've mentioned him many times, and we give all our well wishes to him. Patrick Swayze is doing well. The actor, 55 years old, is looking better and called himself a miracle dude. I don't know why. I am juicing every day along with other treatments, and all I can say is that it's working fine and really well, he said. Swayze has been undergoing chemotherapy and the new CyberKnife radiotherapy treatment. Hmm. He is currently busy filming the upcoming A&E series The Beast, where he will play an unorthodox veteran FBI agent. The actor was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer back in March of this year, which we mentioned here on the show. We're just really glad that he's doing well. Yes. And I wonder, yeah, when he says he's juicing, do you think it's a...
steroids?
Jack LaLanne juicer?
I don't think it's steroids. Yeah.
Well, he drinks juice.
I don't think that...
He drinks juice
by juicing.
He drinks juices all day.
It's been 20 years since George Michael's Faith tour, but he's back. Faith was one of the biggest selling albums in history, so people were curious to see how his new tour, 25 Live, supporting his recent greatest hits album, will do. This is a return to the American arenas for the first time in 17 years. Despite all his controversy over the years, Michael has remained a force since his debut with Wham back in 1982. Brace yourselves, people. Inhale. Count to 10.
1, 2.
Hollywood is at it again, and this time Tom Cruise is along for the ride. Rumors circulating on the web have suggested that Cruise is in talks with studios to reprise his Maverick role in a sequel to 1986's Top Gun, which he will also produce. This time around, the hotshot pilot will be a naval flight instructor. Blah, 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 blah. Sucky, sucky, shit, shit. Who cares?
Yeah.
One of the Ghostbusters is jumping from a plane? Bill Murray is scheduled to parachute from a plane as a special appearance at the Chicago Air and Water Show in August on behalf of USO of Illinois. Should I have said Illinois?
Illinois.
Because I like Illinois, personally. I don't like
Illinois is the way you say it.
Murray, who is native to Chicago, will tandem jump with the Golden Knights skydiving team onto North Avenue Beach on August 15th for the 50th anniversary of the Air and Water Show. Daryl McDaniels, better known as DMC from the 80s rap group Run DMC, underwent surgery at a New Jersey hospital Friday to remove two major blood clots in his left arm. McDaniels' publicist told the Associated Press that the 44-year-old had been suffering from pain and swelling in his arm. Doctors later discovered the clots, and as far as I know, he is doing well right now.
Good for him. Good. Can't believe he's 44.
This is a news article that came from, was sent over to me by you, Casey.
Oh.
Our golden girl.
You just deal with death a lot, don't you?
Pretty much.
And you, although I already had it, you sent me Janet Jackson because all you deal with is boobs.
Yes, hell yeah.
Boobs.
Our golden girl, Estelle Getty, died at 84 years old.
Yeah.
Getty, who had advanced dementia, died around 5:30 a.m. last Tuesday at her home in Hollywood. Getty spent nearly 40 years looking for success before landing her role on the Golden Girls in 1985 as the sarcastic Sophia. Some may also remember her as the mother from the comedy Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, where she played alongside Sylvester Stallone. I didn't like the Golden Girls. I did like Estelle Getty on the Golden Girls. I actually watched the Golden Girls just for Sophia.
I thought it was okay.
I would have hated if she wasn't on it.
Yeah.
She made the entire show.
She was the funny one.
And the youngest on the show and played.
Yeah. Ironically enough.
She was the oldest person or youngest person on the show.
Really?
And played the oldest. Now, all the rest of them are still alive, right?
Yeah.
amazingly enough.
Yes.
I didn't realize Betty White was over 84 years old. She still looks, I mean, she's...
Yeah.
I think Rue McCallum, who played...
Blanche,
yeah. She said that even though Estelle Getty is gone, Sophia is still with us. Oh, that was cute.
True words.
Thank you for that. I don't know whether to take you sarcastically.
No. That's what she said.
I'm like, is there a tear in your eye?
Can I get a hug?
I know. I feel like I need a hug.
Well, everyone remembers Sophia Petrillo.
Yeah, they do. And they always will because she was great. She really was.
Yeah.
Also, we want to, I guess, thank Drunken Zombie for pointing us in the direction of this next story. Paramount Pictures has acquired the remake rights to Frank Decker's 1987 cult favorite, Monster Squad. Rob Cohen, who worked as a producer on the original film, has expressed interest in either directing or producing the new version. I say, please, please, do not make this movie.
Right.
You do not need to make this
movie.
Pretty
please,
Sunsugar. Here's the problem. Here's the problem, people. In the 80s, when you got a kids' movie, the kids acted like kids. They cussed and made comments about boobs and titties because that's what we did.
At 12
years old, we were cussing and talking about boobies.
That's what
back
I did.
In my day.
And nowadays.
We were going to
that's what I said.
School.
That's what I said. Booby trap.
Titties.
That's what I said.
All day long. And we loved it.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
So let's go on into.
You look all right with hair.
I hate hair. I really do.
Well, McBeef cut all his off.
Yeah, I shaved my entire head.
So we have a couple of emails, so let's get into those.
Emails!
It's time to reach into our sack and pull out the mail. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Mike, you got that nasty sack.
Mikey liked that nasty sack.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it back the sack, Mike.
The first
you ready for a snack? Sack lunch?
Sack attack.
Shut up!
Wow.
I bet a lot of people listening to this just got really pissed off. Like, sorry. The first one comes from Chris, who is a new listener, apparently. He said, discovered your podcast after a mention of it on another podcast. I wish you would have told us which podcast.
Yeah.
I have finally finished listening to as many... Okay, I'm sorry, first of all. I have finally finished listening to as many past episodes as I could, and all I got to say is, you guys freaking rock.
Well, we already knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was born in 75 and thus spent many of my more impressionable years in the 80s, much like us.
Mm-hmm.
It has been my favorite decade so far. My first kiss, my first girlfriend, first boob shot.
Yeah, boy.
Porky's, Mask, Transformers, I mean everything. I would also like to include these links since Stu is a fellow boob hound, and Stu, I hope you got those links.
Oh, hell yeah, I did.
We would also...
Hell yeah.
Please share them with me later on.
No.
Oh.
Why you gotta be so snitchy?
Okay. Yeah, I will be. I apologize greatly.
I have no internet.
When we switched over to the new site, I had every intention of. We had every intention of putting all the past episodes on. We have them, and I will start uploading them this week. I'm really sorry. I got really.
I was in the process of doing it at first, and then kind of got behind and kind of don't have internet now. So.
Things
it's
happen.
Up to JM and at the moment to.
And I'll start doing it this week. Sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
I hate you.
Hate me because I'm a dick.
Yeah.
Next one comes from Metal Mikey.
Hello.
He says, dear 80s super friends, quit changing it on us every week because you come up with something cool every week.
Yeah, you're confusing us, dude.
In light of the fact that I would have left a voicemail, but my voice is still kind of screwed from a head cold I'm still getting over from, I'm taking you back to the Metal Mikey email format. Let's roll.
Roll out.
Episode 51. I basically said all I need to say about Carpenter on my last voicemail, but this episode did remind me about Starman. I completely forgot about that movie, and from your review, I guess it's best left forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of how cute Karen Allen was in it.
Well, yeah.
Episode 52. Lots to talk about for this episode. For example, I swear I heard the commercial you mentioned with the mention of epic proportions. clever way for the questionable Mike to spread his greatness.
You hear that, Mike? Spreading the greatness.
And it is a Papa John's commercial about the Mummy 3. That's what it is. He says a deal of epic proportions, and I laugh every freaking time.
You need to get that recorded and record it. Yeah.
Out of the comic movies listed, I have to say my hands-down favorite is heavy metal. Metal Mikey likes heavy metal. Who'd have thunk it? I also agree that Howard the Duck is vastly underrated and that Margot Kidder is far too ugly to have ever been taken seriously as Lois Lane.
Yeah.
Yes! Wow! Thank you for backing me up, sir. However, we have a disagreement.
What?
Sorry, guys, but I'm no Superman hater. I'd explain my reasons away, but that would make for far too long a letter. But basically, I have no issue with the Superman character. That's fine. I've just never been a Superman fan.
Me neither. I haven't been a super fan.
I will tell you,
Superman fan.
I will tell you next week, and this is not 80s. Next week at the drive-in is Dark Knight and Superman, the 1978 Superman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Total clash.
That is a clash.
By the way. Were you all aware that a Red Sonja? Yeah, we've talked about it. Red Sonja remake is in the works. Apparently, it's being written, directed by Robert Rodriguez, and is planned to star Rose McGowan. We shall see. As the Red Maul, the Slayer of Men. Hot. I'll read this in a second. We don't know if they're still making it because they split up. So
right, that's what I mentioned.
We'll see if they can be professional or not.
Let's see.
And I have to say, you should stop smacking KC. Those Swamp Thing cracks he kept making were hilarious.
Traffic.
One more note. Thanks a lot for the little tribute for Sammy Hagar's heavy metal theme song.
See, I knew what it was. I knew it was Sammy. I just couldn't spit it out.
Anyways, I need to get my butt in gear, if that gives you any idea where I'm riding from. Work. Mine's out of the gutter, folks. Until next time and episode, take it easy. Sincerely,
nice.
Metal Mikey. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
back at the Hall of Justice, Metal Mikey is busy making himself a tuna fish sandwich.
We have... voicemail that we will go into post haste right after this place.
Call us here at the Obscure 80s Podcast voicemail line 1-206-350-6229. We look forward to hearing from you.
And into the first one.
Swamp Thing.
That's it. That's our voice. Did you hear our first voicemail?
No.
You missed the first voicemail. This is the entire voicemail. Ready?
All right.
Swamp Thing.
That's it. That's the whole voicemail. We don't know who sent it, although I still think that's who it is.
I think it is, too.
No. I think it's TJ, but we don't know. We do not know. But that was the entire
voicemail. Whoever that was, please let us know. Thing.
No, don't keep the mystery alive. Unless you're
mystery alive.
Okay, next voicemail.
Hey guys, this is Brother D, I am calling because I just about halfway through your most recent episode, Comic Book Movies of the 80s, and I just wanted to call to tell you how much I hate you right now. Let me explain. My little brother loved that movie, Popeye. Watched it over and over and over again. And that music drove me nuts after a while, partly because it was my little brother and, you know, it's a big brother, kind of a jerk about it. But the music just got stuck in my head and would not go away. And, you know, it's been gone for years. I haven't had to think about it. And then you guys brought it up, started singing it. Guess what's in my damn head right now? That's right. I am what I am. Waka waka. Otherwise, a great show. Love you guys. Stay loose and stay safe. I'm out.
And we, of course, love you, Brother D. That's Brother D from Mail Order Zombie, mailorderzombie.com. Great podcast.
Oh,
I want to tell you. So, this week, and I know we can all... I was the first, though. This week, I want to tell you, I emailed Brother D, and I said, well, I feel you, man, because I've had... he needs me from Popeye stuck in my head all fucking week. So I'm at work the other day, and I get a voicemail. And I get on break, and I go check it, and it is the song "He Needs Me" playing on my voicemail, which I'm pretty sure some of you guys might have received similar messages from Mr. Stewie D this week.
Oh, yes.
Played like the entire freaking song on my voicemail. "He needs me, he needs me." So I'm like, you son of a bitch. And the thing is I listened to it because I'm like, I wonder if he's going to say anything at the end.
Nope.
So I kept listening, like, and I listened to the whole damn thing, like, that son of a bitch didn't say a word.
Didn't say anything on mine either.
Did he play "He Needs Me" on yours?
No, but he played some Swamp Thing.
He played the Swamp Thing music on yours.
And I called Brother D as well.
Oh.
And I left the voicemail of
the Popeye theme song.
Right. Then he emailed back and like, "I hate you."
If you're not listening to Mail Order
I owe all y'all.
Go over to Mail Order Zombie. Hey, I did not put Stewie D up to that one.
That was all me, homie.
Go over to mailorderzombie.com. Yes, he talks about zombie flicks, but man, Stewie doesn't like zombie flicks. He listens to the show. It's a great show. Next. Probably our good friend, Matthew. Guess him.
Hey there, Obscure 80s Podcast. This is Matthew from Shelby Township, Michigan.
Hi, Matthew.
I was just calling because I listened to your comic book to movies in the 80s show, and it was really good.
Thank you.
I wanted to add a few more things for you.
Okay.
The Return of the Incredible Hulk and Trial of the Incredible Hulk movies, those not only featured the Hulk, the Return featured Thor and Don Blake.
About Thor.
And the Trial featured Daredevil and the Kingpin.
That's it.
So these are
Daredevil and
first,
Kingpin. I forgot. I don't even remember them
hero
being in it.
Crossover movies. Also, one of my favorites I think is worth mentioning is the Transformers movie. Transformers, when made by Hasbro, was originally written by Marvel Comics writer Bob Budinski. He was hired by Hasbro to write all those biographies on the back of the Transformers, the tech specs. And then they made the comic book based on it, which came out before the TV show, before the movie. There was a Transformers comic book.
That's true.
So technically that was a comic book to movie adaption. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, one quick note, Tim Curry didn't play Mr. Body. He played the butler. Mr. Body was a different character in Clue.
Yeah. Wrong.
All right, keep it a great show. Bye.
He starts out as the butler, but you find out in the end that he is, in fact, Mr. Body in
the And the butler was
movie.
Actually the one
And
playing.
The butler was the guy who everybody thought was Mr. Body. Matthew?
But he was actually his butler.
Matthew, most of the time, you are way smarter than me, sir.
But it was but it was Colonel Mustard with the candlestick in the library.
Matthew, we've decided that you need... Stewie wants to give you your own theme music every week because you always have, like, so much, like... He has so much knowledge on
so
shit.
So much wisdom.
Yes.
Do you just sit all day and just read? Like, I know everything. Because he knows everything. This man knows more than all of us combined, and that's
I'm
sad.
Serious, dude.
You, sir, are a cornucopia of knowledge.
He is. Oh, and I want you to know, Matthew, that because of you, Stewie went down to McDonald's and bought a Happy Meal just to get one of the Transformers toys. So thank you for that. We love it.
And the $5 coupon.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, I just wanted to mention that Clue is one of my favorite movies.
I love it.
It is a good movie.
2+2+2+1. No, 2+2+2+2.
And it's readily available at Target for like $5.50.
Is it really?
And I have it on VHS in my library.
And how hot was the mate of that movie?
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I was sad to see
I love
her
that
die.
Scene where they were like, who's going to go with the maid? And they're like, I'll go. Not me. The little gay guy's like, Oh, great movie. I was going to say something. I lost it that quick. Matthew, thank you for calling in. Matthew, just like I said, always has really great stuff. I actually remember, now that you brought it up, the Thor being in The Incredible Hulk. I just, for some reason, cannot remember Daredevil and Kingpin.
I remember them.
I vaguely remember Kingpin, I think. Did he look like Kingpin should look?
Well, he looked like John Rhys Davies, who played him in that movie.
Okay. So I was kind of like, I kind of remember them calling him the Kingpin, but it wasn't. Right. Okay.
Right.
But yeah, thanks for calling us out on that because I completely...
Michael Clark Duncan did a better Kingpin than...
I think so.
Yeah. I thought Michael Clark Duncan was okay as Kingpin.
Yeah, he was all right.
I mean...
You got to watch the director's cut.
He's a little
You have to watch the director's
Honestly,
cut.
Honestly, he's
like
a little too small because Kingpin is huge.
Yeah, he is a big fucker.
Um, But I didn't, you know. Actually, I didn't know anybody had any problem. Like, oh, he's black. Most people were like, oh, no, it's
you,
all right.
Or, you just got to watch the director's cut to like it more.
Clark Duncan fits, you know. He kind of works, so.
Mm-hmm. It fits better.
Yeah, the Daredevil director's cut way better.
It makes him fit a lot better in that role.
Do we have one more, or is this the karaoke?
I
think we go right into the karaoke now.
Okay.
We have a karaoke.
Don't we got two Matthews?
I don't think so.
Oh, I could be wrong.
Okay, we'll find out. Let's be surprised.
That's Karen. I've been to many places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their name. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes on the wall. I'm your private dancer, dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Any old music will do. I want to make $1 million. I want to live out by the sea. Have a husband and some children. Yeah, I guess I want a family. All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. I'm your private dancer, dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, dancer for money. Any old music will do. I'm your private dancer, dancer for money.
Somebody give me some singles.
Dance up on money. Really, your music will do. Just wants a dollar. American and folks will feel nice living you. Let me loosen up your collar. Tell me, do you want to see me do the shimmy again?
Woo! Yeah!
Sound like she liked it.
That was awesome. Thank you for that. We love the
karaoke. That was awesome.
We are really honored that Tina Turner would call in and sing for us. That was brilliant.
Yes. Miss Turner, you are.
And I don't believe you totally missed it. I thought you saw it or got it.
No, I didn't even know we had it until tonight. Stewie like brings up stuff. I'm like, what's this karaoke? He's like, we had a karaoke. I'm like, I didn't know we had a karaoke this week. We love the karaoke. People, we absolutely love them. If you want to send us in a karaoke, do exactly what that person
karaoke,
did.
Drunken karaoke, or just
oh, you can be plain drunk, horrible. Sober. We don't care.
Yeah.
You can be good, bad. We love them all.
Yeah, whatever.
Any of your favorite 80s songs you want to do, send them on and
just
we love them.
Sing to us.
We also appreciate pictures of boobs.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
Scaries@gmail.com.
Now, hold on, Jason. Stu has a point. Go ahead, Stu.
Scaries@gmail.com. Please, co of Stewie D.
Co of? You mean care of there,
yes,
sir?
Yes.
Co of?
Care of Stewie D.
Co of?
You know that C and O stands for care of.
Form of a nipple. Form of a tampon. Now,
feel free to send your titty shots.
Yes.
Family Guy, hell yeah.
I will bring praise to the first woman that... No, I won't be doing
we
that.
We are going to break now. We will be back right after these messages to talk about some toys from the 80s.
Private dances.
Horror fans in Louisville, Kentucky. Beware. Wicked Pixel Cinema is coming to invade your city. at the Fright Night Film Festival.
I don't know why I only had 13 seconds, but that's all that the promo was. Wicked Pixel coming to the Fright Night Horror Festival, which is the weekend
only
before 13 Labor.
Seconds?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. That's how it says 13 seconds. I didn't know.
Rebecca, on?
You sure?
Yeah, no, it says 13 seconds. I didn't know that when but the Fright Night Film Festival is coming to Louisville, Kentucky the weekend before Labor Day weekend. We actually really wanted to go, and we talked about it, but we're going to be at Horror Hound the following weekend.
Did you just want to recut that?
No. Okay. But thanks for saying that, because now I sound like a douche for not.
You are a douche regardless.
I can't recut it. That's all. That's what we got. We're going to have to see if we got the full one or re-download
it. You are a douche regardless of what we did.
Why don't you shut up. Anyway, if you're near Louisville, Kentucky, go to that and send us back a report, because there's going to be some awesome people there. But we have Horror Hound the very next weekend, and we talked about it. We discussed going.
Yeah, and Stewie really D's kind of really broke right now.
We're all saving up for Horror Hound, and unfortunately we didn't know about it until, you know. But go there and talk to the Wicked Pixel guys. I've actually seen some of their movies, and they're actually pretty good. And, yeah.
Oh, so are they really?
They are. So we're talking about toys. Toys.
Meanwhile.
Toys.
Sorry.
Now, we have actually done a toy episode. Our second episode was a toy episode, and everybody's like, well, we'd know that if it was up on your website, and it will be soon enough. But
yes, again, Jay has switched the episodes. We did say we were going to do the nerds one.
We were going to do the nerds one, and I can't remember why we decided not to, but we decided not to. Oh, I do remember, actually, because we've talked about movies for the last, like, 2-3 weeks in a row, and I just wanted to stagger it up a little.
Yeah.
Didn't want to, like, just all movies all the time.
We wanted to mix it up for y'all.
All movies all the time.
But if you go to obscure80s.com and go to the news and links page, you would have known that we switched the episode, because we post what we're going to be talking about ahead of time so you can see. Our second episode was about toys, and we will briefly talk about a few of those toys, but there are tons of toys from the 80s, so there will be more toy episodes than just tonight. The first toy we're going to talk about tonight is in honor of our good friend, the questionable one, who's very, very, very quiet
tonight.
He's been quiet the last couple weeks, but we're going to need him to talk for a second on this next one.
No kidding.
The first toy we're going to talk about tonight are Fluppy Dogs.
Fluppy Dog.
Ever wish your dog could do more than eat, sleep, sit, shit, and fetch? It doesn't say that. Fluppy Dogs can. They resemble pulley dogs.
Dogs do more than what some
look
people
like
do.
They have dreadlocks, and they are all in pastel colors. They can not only talk, but walk like us, too, which is very weird.
Can it hump your leg?
They're actually from a different world.
Like
one of
Bing?
Snow and rainbow lights in the sky. It's called homosexual world. it's the planet of the homosexuals.
Planet Frisco.
It's the planet transsexual from the Transylvania, whatever.
Which she actually has a dog named Frisco, so that's kind of funny.
While traveling through interdimensional portals, the Fluppy Dogs got lost and fell into our world. Most humans think they're just regular dogs, even though they're pastel with dreadlocks. but the Fluppy's new friend Jamie and Claire know otherwise. The evil Mr. Wagstaff, collector of rare and exotic. His name is Mr. Wagstaff. I didn't name him. Oh my God. collector of rare and exotic creatures notices the uniquely the uniquely colored Fluppies and decided they must he must have them at any cost. But the Fluppy Dogs get away from Flagstaff's grasp and find their way home.
Who created this cartoon?
Disney's Fluppy Dogs aired as a one-hour animated TV special in 1986, and then the toys came out. There were five main Fluppies. They were Stanley, who was blue, Tippy, who was purple, Ozzy, who was black as the night. Oh, I'm sorry. Ozzy, who was green. Well, it said Ozzy. Blink, who was yellow, and Dink, who was red or peach.
Or what about Bink?
My Dink is peach. But I'm betting your Dink is not peach, sir.
No, it's black as the night. Or as I like to call it, my Mr. Wagstaff.
Oh, shit, I got your cord.
Oh, God. Hey, stop tugging my wax staff. Come on.
Your cord is good and stuck, sir.
As it always is.
Oh, shit. Anyway, these were actually brought to my attention by Mikey, and then when I went and looked at a picture of them, I knew what they were.
You know what's odd?
That whole conversation we just had?
You know what's very odd about
this? The entire thing I just read.
Well, yeah, besides that. The fact that...
homosexual dogs from...
As gay as these things are...
Come on, Wagstaff.
Mike's
staff.
The one that found them.
From... here we go.
But you're not the gay white man.
Well, you know what's odd? Do I know what's odd? Pastel dogs from a planet of rainbows and lights who are chased by a dude named Mr. Wagstaff? Yeah, that's pretty odd.
Are they like cousins of Care Bears?
I don't
by chance?
No, dude. Did you watch the cartoon or did you just have...
There was a cartoon?
Yeah, it was a one-hour animated... God.
I remember it very...
I don't want to see a cartoon
a
Wagstaff.
A little bit of it.
He helped create it. It was one of his vivid dreams.
Did you own a fluffy dog?
I had no
did
idea.
You have a red dink?
You can admit
1986,
it.
1986, you were a little old to
you
be
can,
owning.
You can admit it, dude. Because me and Jay here,
we
owned
Cabbage Patch Kids. We did.
Wow. Yeah,
you can admit it, man.
I had a garbage pail, but...
a garbage pail kid. I had a garbage pail in my house. that's okay, because you fuckers had Cabbage Patch Kids. Waka waka. Wow. So those are the fluffy dogs. And if you look them up online, you'll probably recognize them.
You can see them at liketotally80s.com, and that's 80s.
Totally80s.com?
Liketotally80s.com. Yes.
That might be where I saw them at.
Yep.
Liketotally80s.com. I just typed in fluffy dogs, and sure enough.
And there was.
Liketotally80s, dude.
Next, we're going to talk about Popples.
Oh, boy.
Popples, created by those characters from Cleveland. That's the name of the company. TCFC. In 1986, a two-season Popples cartoon series aired on Saturday mornings. Popples were adorable, little, brightly... What is everything with the brightly colors? Because it was the 80s.
Yeah. It was the 80s. Everybody was how
it
smelled.
It was the...
Well, I think kids love brightly colored things.
Neon.
Yeah. I like dead things. Dead things, Mikey. Dead things. Popples were adorable little brightly colored creatures with long tails and had a poof ball at the end. They also had a pouch on their backs that when you flipped inside out would roll the Popples into balls.
Damn, this is gay. Go ahead.
Balling anyone?
They got testicles! They got their name from the pop sound they made when you turn them back right side out. So Popples were these little creatures, cute little creatures that turned into ball. You folded them into a ball.
That sounds like a gay man's wet dream.
As I said, most great toys of the 80s, the Popples had their own cartoon. The Popples lived with Billy and Bonnie, a brother and sister.
I figured Billy and Bob.
The siblings protected the Popples and hid them from adults, but this wasn't always an easy task, seeing as how the Popples were a bit of a mess. But luckily, no matter what the problem was, the kids and the Popples would fix it just in the nick of time.
Oh,
how convenient.
These seem to be like a big collector's thing on eBay and whatnot now. I mean, you'll get ones like Popple, slightly matted fur, gum stuck in hair. $33.
Wow, I'm actually going to go on eBay and look at that.
Stompers, slightly stuck in hair.
Stompers. my daughter is 2.5, comes in, and my son has a Thomas the Train tank set, like, that you flip it on, and it actually drives itself. She walks in the living room the other day, I'm like, son of a bitch. She has a Thomas the Train stuck in her hair, and she just like, can't get out.
Jenny, thank you.
My wife walks up, and she's like, it's still turned on. I'm like on the couch laughing my ass off. Like, I got it out though. So it was all good.
Thanks, Jenny.
Roller racers.
Awesome.
Roller racers are rides where you basically sit on a plastic seat, grab the front handlebars, which also acted as a footrest, then using your hands or feet. Don't start your negative hater pants shit. Anyway. You swiveled the handlebars from side to side to propel yourself forward.
Didn't work.
Remember, you could link the roller racers together using your feet to create a roller racer.
Rather have a bike.
Listen here, Hancock.
Shut up! roller racers are still in production today. No, dude, roller racers worked fine for me. They just, you couldn't figure out how to make
just because you were fat and couldn't roll.
And in fact, we went to the Y.
I'm the one. You're the one making fat jokes. Come on.
Yes, I am fat.
We went to the.
I
we
admit
went to the
it,
Y last year for a birthday party, and they have roller racers there, and got them out. And my son, who was 3 and a half at the time, had no problem with them either. So I'm just saying.
You're just
didn't work.
So basically, what
you're just technically unable.
I rolled them. They worked fine for me.
They sucked.
You suck, sir. You, sir, were the operator who could not figure out a roller racer. You, my friend, are the one who sucks. Not the roller racer.
Other
racer.
Children had problems, too.
You suck big
that,
fat cock.
That, my friend, is slander, and you will be sued, sir.
No, I won't.
You suck cock. We have pictures to prove it.
Roller racers were fun, and you could, in fact, you could race them. You could link them together.
What the hell are you talking about?
We have a picture of you sucking the Saturday cock, sir.
Ew, I want to see that.
I said cock.
It will be posted.
Oh, good.
All right.
You have been warned, sir.
You have been warned.
Zim Zam.
Zam.
Zim Zam. It's basically a tetherball with rackets. I mean, that was it. I mean, it's like a pole with a tetherball, and you got rackets in you. And that was it. And if you go to buy these on eBay, they still cost a fortune because people still love them for some reason. I never really played Zim Zam.
Why?
I remember seeing them. I didn't know they were called Zim Zam.
Why?
And the reason they probably took them away is probably similar to why they took away yard jarts. Because they were awesome, and they just don't want us to have awesomeness. I miss yard jarts. Because
someone got hurt and sued.
Big freaking deal. You know what? Get your lawyers off their asses and tell them to go. You're all throwing right, darts across a lawn at each other. Move.
Let's sell this right now. You drink hot coffee, it's hot. You eat McDonald's, you get fat. You know, just simple.
I totally agree. Look at me. I'm a fat ass, and I eat McDonald's.
I eat McDonald's.
Yeah, there you go.
My dad once got knocked out because somebody threw a horseshoe and hit my dad in the face with it.
Well, don't step in front of the damn horseshoe.
And my dad didn't sue anybody, first of all. And second of all, I mean, there are still horseshoes. It's just, you get hurt sometimes, people. It's just the way it goes.
Dangerous fun.
And so
I broke a nail.
Overreacting.
I broke a nail. I'm suing.
The next is one of my favorite. I loved this toy from the 80s. I actually looked for them now, and you can't find them if you put in the, if you Google Jam Ball. It's all basketball shit. But Jam Ball was a small rubber orange ball and two suction cup handles.
It sucked.
You placed your finger over the hole in the suction cup to gain suction and released when throwing the ball.
Blow the ass.
These MFers were strong.
Really sucked.
You could, like, almost Spider-Man climb a freaking wall with these suction cups, man. You just, and you could, like,
oh.
Suck a Saturday.
Yeah, it was like a little handle with a suction cup on top and a hole. Little tiny hole, pinhole.
Swamp a thing.
And it would you put your finger on the hole and it'd give a suction, you'd grab the ball and you'd release and the other guy would go.
And it has so many uses too.
Dude, you could Spider-Man climb a damn wall with
them. If I can climb a freaking wall with them, I want to find a
Well,
on
okay,
eBay.
First of all, back then we weren't like 400 pounds, so now it might be a little bit harder for us to climb a wall.
Yeah,
it was when I was like 86 pounds.
You know, that's a good point.
It's like, back when I was in the 80s, I could do this. Like,
blow up, doll.
I just want something to relive my Spider-Man memories, man. From when I read the comics and I watched him climb up a wall, I totally
Do you remember the old
that.
Spider-Man TV show?
Yes.
Like, he never talked. He just walked into rooms. He was on the Electric Company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was Morgan Freeman, wasn't he?
Yes.
Joe Cool. Mm-hmm. When Andy Dufresne was on the Electric Company.
Andy Dufresne was on the Electric Company with me.
But my liver spots was just barely going in.
And Andy Dufresne liked to take it up the ass.
All them bull queers of the Electric Company.
Butt plug.
Butt plug.
And this has been brought to you by KY Jelly.
Same guy who did Fluffy Dogs.
Wax stuff.
Trojan.
We're going to take...
And we assume no responsibilities.
Oh, shit. We're going to have to take a break now, people, before we
get Mr. Wagstaff had him on all fours.
Lube it up.
This has been brought to you by KY.
I don't know what this has been brought to you by at this point.
Gay sensations.
Oh, shit.
So...
Somebody give me a handkerchief.
Wow, he's talking. He talks.
We're going to
Mikey likes it.
Of course he does.
Why do you think?
We're going to be nice and give Twisted Pick, Wicked Pixel their an actual spot now. We'll be back right after this.
WickedPixel.com is your home for award-winning movies. WickedPixel Cinema's latest release, Deadwood Park, took home Best Feature and Best Cinematography Awards at the 2007 Freak Show Film Festival in Orlando, Florida. Scrapbook, named Best Independent Film of the Year in 2001 by Rue Morgue Magazine, also won Best Feature at the Fright Night Film Festival in 2007. Ice from the Sun won Best Horror Experimental Film at the New York International Independent Film and Video Festival in 2003. So, indulge your wicked side at WickedPixel.com and order these award-winning films today. Also, at the Wicked Pixel Cinema online web store, you'll find t-shirts, hoodies, and other wicked wearables that you won't find anywhere else. Check out Wicked Pixel Cinema at WickedPixel.com today.
Not as blunt.
I want to thank DMIC with the question mark back here for bringing Fluffy Dogs to our attention. And it was just circumstance that they were the first one I put on the list. How many of you remember Teddy Ruxpin?
Is anyone still with us?
I remember Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, dude.
Hell yeah.
I can tell you stories about Teddy Ruxpin.
Used to play NWA on that shit. Straight out of Compton.
911 is a joke.
Did Teddy start doing like this shit?
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
I'm a crazy motherfucker.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Ice Cube, Ice Tea, all that shit.
He was first produced in 1985 by the toy manufacturer Worlds of Wonder, also known as WoW, and that does not stand for World of Warcraft for those uber geeks who might be listening today. WoW originally stood for Worlds of Wonder. A little bear named Teddy Ruxpin that told us stories of his great adventures via a built-in tape deck in his back.
Ooh, Worlds of Wonder. That's a porn name, isn't it?
When a special Teddy Ruxpin tape was inserted, he'd come to life, moving his eyes and mouth and talking. Grubby, Teddy's fellow adventurer, was like a giant worm. No bottle of tequila came with him. He was also available as a toy. When connected to Teddy via a cable mic.
Oh, here we go with the gay stuff.
Grubby became interactive. So basically, when Grubby put his cable into Teddy, he became
Teddy, no!
When Grubby put his paws on Teddy.
No, not the homo.
Well,
Teddy Ruxpin is a bear.
He put his grubby paws all over him.
Wait a minute. You mean bear skin.
He said he's a bear.
It took you a while, didn't it?
I'm like, well, of course he's a bear. He's oh.
Yes, folks, that's 100% bagels.
With the progression of technology over the past 20 years, Teddy Ruxpin has gone digital. He's back with all new adventures for a whole new generation of kids to enjoy and find a new best.
And singing Ice Cube.
Talking bear.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Cop killer.
Still around?
I guess they're re-releasing them, maybe like MP3 or something.
Wow,
that kid would kick ass. All right.
My wife had like this toy that was it was like Teddy Ruxpin where it talked. This is creepy looking, like troll looking little thing, and I don't remember him. She also has a was it talking? Like, remember the Mother Goose that talked?
Oh yeah.
Told the mother it was a goose, a Mother Goose.
Oh, I remember that.
And she also has a talking cricket doll that does the same damn thing.
Yeah. That is some trippy ass shit.
Yeah. And I always thought they were kind of creepy. I never owned a Teddy Ruxpin as a kid. I wanted one really bad, and then I like went to like my cousin's house, and they had one, and I just thought it was kind
of
creepy.
Have you ever hit somebody upside the head with one of those things?
No, but I imagine it hurts like a son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. It's like taking a brick to somebody.
Well, you had older brothers.
Just imagine. Yeah.
I had an older sister.
Just imagine if you had Mama Said Knock You Out in one of those.
Mama Said Knock You Out. Oh, Kevin's down.
Your husband had a little Kool-Aid tape.
Like, you got knocked the fuck out.
I am retarded because of that.
So tonight we've insulted retarded people and gay people. No. Well, let's continue.
It's about to get much worse.
Black people suck because... No, I'm just kidding. We're not going there.
Oh.
Because the two black people in the room are bigger than me and would probably beat me up.
Might get the Teddy Ruxpin.
Hey, don't worry. There's only one...
Black people are stupid because they talk to us white people. I mean, why do they waste their time on us? See, that's what
white people are
say.
Stupid because they eat mayonnaise sandwiches.
I like Wait a minute.
Yeah, you started it. What's up?
Hey, you didn't hear what I said.
Oh, come
said,
on. Bring it.
I said,
bring
why do you black people waste your time on us lowly white people? That's what I said. Why?
We're not paying attention to no gay white man over here, right?
Why are you the always the one mentioning the gay stuff?
He wants you. He wants
I
you badly.
I know.
Controversy.
I know. That's what we're doing.
Controversy, man.
Controversy.
Abortion, stupid. I love George Bush. Cuties. C-U-T-I-E-S. Periods in between all of those. They came in different sets like Rockety Rollers. And they were in sets of 10. They were basically the parallels to Muscles, which okay. are what we played with.
Do you know what you
played
with
Russell,
for?
The love muscle. I thought I... Yeah. I thought I put it on, but I apparently
in
did not.
Spankle Vision
stand for something. We had muscle men, which were little PVC men that were in a pose, basically, and that was the pose they were in. I played with them all the freaking time. They came in a garbage can.
Yes.
They did. They came in a and I thought that was cool enough right there.
Garbage pail.
But Cuties were basically the girl version of Muscles. They were made by the same people.
Would they come in a tampon box?
Had I known back then.
Oh, they'll wings. Be coming.
So they can buy the tampon box.
Oh, my God.
This has been brought to you by Coltex.
Ooh. That would hurt inserting, I'm
hey, Mike.
Sure.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Do you know why they put a string on a tampon?
To a floss.
So you can floss
eating.
Your teeth when you're done eating.
You heard this one before, haven't you?
Yes, and I have used one. Anyway.
This calf just went down a couple of
times. Come on.
Hey, there's no talking of hockey teams.
You know, tonight we're talking about toys.
No talking of hockey teams,
and that's
please.
Why I want to ask KC if he knows what you call a truck full of dildos around Christmas time.
What?
Toys for twats.
Crash and burn. Crash and burn.
Oh, my God. So we had a couple others to talk about tonight. Actual toys, not
we were talking about toys.
We were
like,
I don't
adult
know.
Toys.
No,
not your vibrator, Stu.
Oh,
so guys,
yeah, that's why we got silver
dildo.
Okay, let's calm down. All
okay,
of us, calm down.
Kumquat.
And let's start with KC.
Fuck.
What?
Blow up doll.
KC, what was your favorite toy from the '80s? Be serious.
Blow up sheep.
Back in the '80s, what was your? I mean, what toy did you own that you played with more than probably any other?
Probably
toy?
The Lego blocks,
bouncy balls.
You're big into the Legos, huh?
Yeah,
he liked balls. Male balls.
I used to go down to the store all the time. Like, okay, dude, balls, we got you. Damn, who's gay?
Big male balls.
Thanks, Stu's gay.
No shit.
I'm very happy.
I used to like to go down the store. My mom would let me pick out a toy a lot, and Lego had those little box sets for like $3, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be like one car or whatever, but you could just keep buying those and keep building off of them. I used to like to buy those a lot. Those were pretty cool.
Me, I used to get the $200 sets because I, you know, shoplifting.
You shoplifted a $200 Lego set.
Well, it's kind of hard getting into my backpack, but...
He hey, looked well endowed.
I am black.
To the floor, baby. To the floor.
Hey, who wants a piece of this?
Wow, I didn't know they started at 12.
I had to make up for the bad shit I said a few minutes ago, so I was just giving you that.
How old were you?
What?
When you did the...
I don't know.
Steroids? What?
When I did the steroid six.
When you stole the $200 set.
McBee. I'm just kidding, man. I didn't steal the $200 McBee, set.
What was your favorite toy back in the day?
Oh, dude. Like, it needs mentioning. Transformers were the shiznit.
Transformers!
Could you actually transform them, or would you just be like, fucking...
No.
There was something on here that...
Tonight, on Transformers, they get stuck in robot form.
There was something on here.
I enjoyed the puzzle.
We're nothing we're but GoBots now.
Oh, yeah. We're I was going to say, yeah.
No, I'm just going over some shit. Stewie D.
What?
One of the cool things about Transformers back then is they were some of them were plastic, but some of them were metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, die-cast. Parts of them were die-cast.
I mean, the Dinobots weren't. They were plastic.
No, yeah, they were plastic.
Right. Sound Blaster, shit like that.
Dinobots,
Shockwave was plastic.
Right.
The Periscope ones, like, dude.
The early Jazz. Yeah, the...
he was
Perceptor,
metal.
Perceptor.
He was metal, I think.
Jazz was originally metal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Optimus Prime was originally metal. Most of them
yeah.
were originally.
Sunburst.
I think it was like the second series that came out that started being plastic.
Right. Well, the things
they thought it was quote unquote safe.
I think it was cheaper.
Yeah,
right.
I'm agreeing with.
And I still somehow got screwed out of the deals because I always traded people, and I always kept getting less and less Transformers for some reason.
Oh man, you're stupid.
Well, the thing I love about Transformers was that you got things that kids love.
Yeah.
Especially male boys. Like, they love robots. Mm-hmm. They love...
Male boys?
Male boys.
Well, are those the boys that deliver your mail, or are you just being really redundant?
Well...
Male men.
Kids in general.
Are you just being overly redundant with your redundancy?
I don't know if girls love
boys. You mean female girls?
But, you know, little boys love...
Boys, like, boys.
Robots. Robots kick ass.
Female girls.
Males of any age. They love
girls,
vehicles,
women,
they love
baby
cars.
Men.
And for me, I love
baby
puzzles.
Baby back, baby
and it
back.
It's like a three-in-one toy because
I want my
you know,
baby
transform
back,
them
baby
from,
back.
You transform from robot to vehicle.
Right.
And the transforming part was the puzzle.
What was cool, I mean, I could always do the transformations, yeah. But when you were playing with them, it took way too much time to actually do it.
Transform and roll out. Hold on a second.
And the entire
hey,
time.
Hey, wait a minute, hold on.
The entire time, you would make the noise.
Right, like in the cartoon.
10 minutes later,
it's still transforming.
I remember once I bought an Insecticon, man, and they started coming with like detailed instructions on how to transform. I never did figure out how to transform that fucker.
But you didn't waka, care waka. To, maybe.
Nah, it really pissed me off. I couldn't get him into robot form. Like, you son of a bitch, you're
right
only
on.
Halfway robot.
You are staying Incept, and I'm going to squash you now.
Dude, what was your favorite toy from the 80s, sir, that you played?
Believe it or not, we haven't mentioned it yet, but Micro Machines.
Micro Machines. We will talk about Micro Machines.
And
Micro
I'll
machines,
tell you why.
Our second episode, we give a lot more information.
And I tell you why.
Because it could go up your ass easier?
Yes. Yes. And you could fit more than one.
They were plastic, and Hot Wheels were way too cold when you stuck them
on
there.
And with the little wheels, it kind of gave you rib for your pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you like Micro Machines?
No, it wasn't the fact that I liked them because they're cars originally. Well. But I'll tell you a story. I actually used to rip them off a lot.
I actually got caught shoplifting Micro
Machines. And I did that quite a bit. That's how I got most of my collection. I had over like 1,000 of them or like 100. Whatever.
Because there's a big difference
there was a
between
lot.
1,000 and 100. Just so
there
you
was
know.
A lot.
About, say, 100 times.
Okay.
10 times. Anyway.
About 100 or so. That's how I got all of them. I think I bought like one pack. The rest were
I stole a few, and then I got caught. What I got caught shoplifting was Micro. So the reason Micro Machines were your favorite is because you could steal them?
Yes.
Yeah, and you learned your lesson later in life about that one, didn't you?
Yes. Now I'm the one getting ripped off.
We know Mikey likes fluffy dogs. What was your favorite toy in the 80s, Mike?
Hot dogs.
Well, the one that I used to own was the Etch-A-Sketch, which...
play with the knobbies.
Yeah.
Couldn't draw for shit, but
tune in Tokyo. Tune in Tokyo.
Talk about turning Japanese with that thing, huh?
I never could draw either. If you ever got online and looked
you
at
ever,
these
like,
Etch-A-Sketch artists.
A vagina?
Yeah.
The Etch-A-Sketch.
That was so cool.
Who
I
didn't?
Saw a guy who like freaking drew the Mona Lisa on a Etch-A-Sketch.
Oh,
yeah.
That stuff is incredible.
That was
and you know, he's in there like just working away at it.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody comes in and bumps the table. He's like, son of a... Oh! Is it 16 hours, you son of a bitch?
Kill him.
I was kind of, as some of you already know, I was kind of a strange child.
Strange child? Still strange.
Shut up. I played with my Micro Machines a whole lot. But I actually mix and match a lot of my toys. So, like, I had some
One was boy, one was girl.
I had some of my, like, mask characters that I would play with my G.I. Joe characters. I had some Batman action figures that I really liked a lot. But I played with my Micro. I was really into Micro Machines myself. We used to, in the wintertime, when they would push the big embankments of snow up and they would get all compacted, we would make trails and take the Micro Machine boats because you couldn't actually put them in water. They would sink. Now you can.
Yeah, now they can float.
But back then, they actually had a metal weight in them in a hole, and they would always sink. But we would take the boats. I had this little blue speedboat.
Mm-hmm.
It was my favorite, but we could take the boats up on the embankments, and we would make tracks, and we'd race the Micro Machine boats down the snow embankments. And it was a lot of fun. And like I said, I got caught shoplifting with the Micro Machines. Somebody else has a story about 80s toy-related things from when they were a child that they were telling me about the other day. Not Micro Machines, yeah, but another favorite toy of mine in the 80s.
Play-Doh Incident, 1984. Five, Christmas, Coleman household.
Oh, shaped, man, it like a dildo and stuck it up your butt.
I was about to say it had to be some
I remember.
Sexual.
Four tubs of Play-Doh went in the water.
Like Zoink Scoop.
Four tubs of Play-Doh went in the water. Only two tubs came out.
Basically, I try to make...
He farted the rest out later.
I try to make a Play-Doh muffin.
Oh, thank you for saving that for us.
You're welcome.
Had to say muffin, didn't you?
Well, I ate it, and
entire Play-Doh muffin.
You ate the entire muffin?
Just a little nibble.
Tastes just
Play-Doh
muffin.
Nibble?
Yeah, a little nibble of Play-Doh
and
muffin.
And I am well aware of the fact that this is going to set Mikey into hysterics, but it was pretty salty, wasn't it?
That was the saltiest muffin I ever ate. Until I met a girl in high school.
Chocolate salty balls.
Oh, my God.
And this week's show, we'll be getting the explicit tag a couple of times.
No kidding.
Toys episode.
It's actually been a while since we just had one of these
The explicit
cut
toy episode.
One of these cut loose episodes.
We went raw on this episode.
We did, man. We got raunchy.
Screw Kermit on this one.
So we brought it up. We brought it up in our second episode, but Cabbage Patch Kids were, of course, monstrously huge in the 80s. Sue and I both owned one. We did.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told the story many times. We both have of our Cabbage Patch Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we also talked about the Rubik's Cube in our second episode.
Yep.
I had a pogo ball. Pogo ball was kind of like a piece of plastic with a ball on top and a ball on bottom. Mm-hmm. You were supposed to lock your feet on the ball and jump up and down.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No, I never got it to work. I did, like, do that thing where you lock your feet and just kind of rolled, like... That's all I could ever get the fucker to do. And I wanted one so bad, like... Like, I want a pogo ball. Because all the kids on TV are like, yay! And you're like, oh.
Yeah, you can't see him, but he's trying to make this no impression kidding. While sitting down.
No, I bring this up for a good reason because that wasn't the only thing I got duped into. There was another toy that I saw the commercial on TV, and I'm like, oh, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Mom, Dad, I have to have that.
Captain Kirk.
And shut up. And weeks went by of me just hounding my parents, and finally one day they took me out to buy my Long Rider. Okay, imagine a piece of plastic rider. About 6 inches wide. about six feet long. I said a piece of plastic, guys.
Not rubber.
About 6 feet long, and the rear end of it has four wheels on it.
Wow.
The front end has a handle. You can then stretch it back, and it's supposed to be...
Kinky.
It's supposed to be... It's supposed
to... Did it have a ball gag attached to it?
It's supposed to be a scooter. But it was horrible and didn't work for shit. And there were two colors. There was black and red, and that was all you could get the Long Rider.
It was black and red.
Sure one blue and purple?
Come
why,
on.
Why is yours purple?
Why should they create colors for it when you're done? It's going to come out brown.
Mine is
come
my
on.
Purple helmet warrior, but...
Helmet warrior. Oh, my God.
Not purple. Anyway, Okay, does anybody have any actual toys they want to talk about? Hey, hey, remember that review we got? Now we know why. Dude, that is the ugliest, god-awful face I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Oh. You look like you usually spit, but this time you swallowed. Now you're gagging.
And I'm the one talking gay.
Stop gagging on Mr. Wax.
Did you, you heard that. Everybody heard that. He's the one talking gay. If you're the one talking gay, you'd be talking a lot more like this, Stu. Oh, stop it.
Stu's the gay black man.
Look, he's thinking about it like, I see an upside and a downside to this, but I'm not going to tell you which is which.
Yes. And I still like mayonnaise.
Wow. We're going to go to, like, a last break. And we're going to come back and we're going to actually close the show out.
Maybe.
Oh, no. We must.
It must increase our bust.
And I want people to know that Stewie's had one beer tonight, and that was about 2 hours ago.
McBeefy is like...
McBeefy, I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
He's looking at his beer bottle and going, one.
That's not including the one in the trash.
Oh, no, I've had at least eight. Yeah.
The night is young.
It's a beautiful thing.
Tonight is Mr. McBeefy, you're living the high life.
I'm kind of to the point, I'm going to feel bad about whoever's promo I play here.
You need to play Miller's.
All right, we'll play an MOZ one. All right, we'll be
sorry,
back.
Brother D.
Automaton transfusion. The quick and dead. Zombie bloodbath. The veil. Biosbee. Meat market. Zombie Death House.
Netflix. Blockbuster Online. Amazon. There are hundreds of DVD zombie flicks available through these channels, and even more are available directly from independent filmmakers. Mail Order Zombie is your guide to the best and worst of these zombie movies. I'm Brother D, and every week I'm reviewing zombie movies, y'all. You'll also get a regular fix of zombie news, and you can also participate in the bi-weekly zombie aptitude test. Look up Mail Order Zombie in the iTunes store, or check us out at www.mailorderzombie.com. You can also find us at Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle. Drop by and give us a listen. What else are you going to do? Wait around for the zombies to get you?
Song of the Dead. Dead Life. Corpses. Electric Zombies. Graveyard. Dead Moon Rising. I was a zombie with FBI. Zombie Keepout.
Mail Order Zombie. www.mailorderzombie.com.
And that is why black people are more superior than you white people.
Oh!
Yeah, you see?
Now it makes sense.
I got
dude,
it.
Thank God you explained that.
Well, that's what they told us at the meeting. So.
Is that why you want to be a gay white man?
So he can experience inferiority.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to see how you people feel.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, what do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you mean, you people?
Tropic Thunder.
Oh,
controversy. Shit.
So, should the people want to contact us and yell at us a whole bunch?
Like, how the hell
maybe you will get letters.
Maybe we should. Oh, that is cool. Look at that shit. Watch, ready?
Whoa, it's like Gears.
It is like Gears.
Gears of War.
Maybe we shouldn't give out any contact information this week, but we're going to anyway. Every once in a while, we just kind of cut loose, and we have to, and just let it all out.
It just happens.
Floppy dogs.
And hopefully you roll with it. I know.
Mr. Wagstaff.
I know certain. Sometimes people don't like it. Sometimes people love it. And for those of you who don't, we apologize. And for those of you who do, awesome.
I can't wait to play this episode on my Teddy Rubskin.
Rubskin.
I'm sorry, that's the adult version with the ball gags.
You can reach us.
Teddy Foreskin.
You can reach us.
Teddy Foreskin.
Via email at obscure80s@gmail.com or just go to obscure80s.com, click on the contact button.
And then you can yell at us there.
You can.
Yeah.
Or you can give us a phone call at
206 206- 350 6229.
What is that, Mikey? 206.
206. I mean, 6.
3.
Did you say 6?
50. 6229. Yeah, all right. Thanks for that, Mikey. Well. 206-350-6229. You can leave us a voicemail. We love feedback, and even if it's going to be bad this week, we don't care. Just listen to it.
Forgive me for I have sinned.
I know we're going to lose all the support we had for the show, but if you really want to help us out, you can support the show by either
sending boobs to obscurities@gmail.com,
donating via the donate link on our webpage, or you can buy something, which is
of epic proportions.
You get something and we get a little tiny bit, not mm-hmm. a lot, a couple bucks. Also, and this is serious for just a second, guys, the donate button is still up for the American Cancer Society. It's going to stay up. You ever get a wild hair up your butt to just donate $5 or $6 or even a dollar? It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to go, you go in there and click on that. It's really easy to do. It take you all of like 5 minutes, maybe if even that. Donate because we're trying to help people. Believe it or not, laughter is good for the soul. And we're on MySpace.
MySpace.com/80s obscure,
or just do a search
for obscure 80s.
And if you're out and about, see anything 80s, snap a picture of it, send it in to us.
Or if you happen to see boobs, just take a picture and send it to obscurities@gmail.com.
Boobs!
So...
Sorry.
Yeah. We were supposed to talk about 80s toys, and apparently we talked about...
80s boobs.
We did.
And that got us into all other discussions.
Kinky.
No, floppy.
There's some debate as to which show next week will be about, but we will have it up on the website this week.
Next week, we'll be discussing 80s dominatrix.
I want to say, too, that I need to keep saying it on the show. I do listen on the site every week, but I keep forgetting to mention it on the show because we have an 80s question of the week every week just to generate some feedback. You can find that on the website. This week's is very simple. What was your favorite toy from the 80s? And if you want to give a little reason for why or a little backstory as to how, you know, something, you know, how you ate the Play-Doh, whatever. And I want to bring one up real quick that we didn't mention, and everybody had one.
Penis.
Slinky.
The Slinky.
Yeah,
Slinky.
I had one. I couldn't get that damn thing to walk.
That's because yours was tangled up.
Because you were always in bed.
Bottom of the I used to walk mine down the stairs all the time, changed. Man. Because that's all you could do with a slinky. I mean, go ksh, 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 back and forth, and then try to make it walk down the stairs.
Mm. Well, you had to have it like sitting at like you had to have like the perfect stairs.
And inevitably, one of two things would happen: either one, you'd get it tangled and never get that fucker untangled, or you'd get part of it stretched. I'm like son of a bitch, right in the middle too. It's like oh.
Or somehow, some way, your dog gets a hold of it and breaks it.
I tried to get my slinky up the stairs, but
you were really never talented.
Yeah, but you had to take
my
it
slinky
out.
Was lazy and just took the elevator.
My slinky was stupid because it didn't go up the stairs.
It just sat there,
and my slinky stayed in the box.
And my slinky went wee 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 all the way home.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Oh, no.
If the floppy dogs had like a PSA,
no,
would it be called floppy seconds? No.
What?
Just ask it.
You mean floppy seconds?
Floppy seconds. Holy shit.
This show brought to you by the gutter.
And going back there now.
With the letters P and F.
So we, of course, want to thank our special guest
Pussy
this
fart?
Week, part of our pseudo crew, Mr. Richard McBee, for stopping by.
I'm always here for you guys.
Yes, I'd like to bring back
really?
The
There's
words.
A McBee.
Always here. I mean,
I'd like to bring back the saying of old George Carlin, pussy fart. What? It just sounds funny.
Thank you for
bringing
that up.
And I am flagellant in three
right
languages.
Now. Thank you guys for whatever the hell you're talking about at this point. Stewie D, can I give you a suggestion?
What's that?
I think you should say something right now.
Send your boobs to obscurities@gmail.com.
No, say something else.
Be excellent to each other.
Party on, dudes.
Stay awesome.
Stay awesome.
Tell your friends about the Obscure 80s podcast.
Send all boo pictures to obscurities@gmail.com.
Boo, boo, boobs!
Boo, 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 boo. Boobs, 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 boobs.
So you see what I'm saying, guys? Yeah. Dogs did like a PSA sort of thing. Say, Mr. Wagstaff was, you know, say, hey, say no to crack kids because that's bad. Mr. Wagstaff said so. Let's call it Lumpy Seconds.
Please turn it off.
On NBC. What do you think, guys?
That's McNeil. Remember?
Saying.
Yeah.
Recorded at Studio 2100 and is a Penny Call production.
I want to make $1 million.